Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day because we are about to, hasn't happened yet, but we are about to experience, it seems to me, some educational events and dramatic events regarding two different trials, not just the one that's over now, but two different trials that indicate that despite all of the attacks on it from the left and some attacks from the right, the American system of justice functions. It works. It ends up doing the right thing. What am I talking about? Just to make it clear, when you combine the fact that Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted on all five counts that were remaining against him. They'd already dropped one count, the firearms count. That when you see Kyle Rittenhouse acquitted, and then you see Travis McMichael and his fellow defendants convicted, as they will be, in the Arbery case, the shooting of Ahmaud Arbery, that contrast, guilty, not guilty. It's not guilty, innocent. It's guilty, not guilty. When you see that contrast, you will see that this is a justice system that, with all of the vagaries and imperfections and eccentricities of juries, and juries are funky and weird and can sometimes come up with all kinds of strange, unexpected results. Can you say OJ? No, there's nothing here like that. Because what you have is a case where clearly people deserve conviction because they chased after a victim, they trapped him, they confronted him, they initiated a struggle, and then they killed the unarmed victim. And then you have another situation where literally someone's running away down the street trying to avoid confrontation. And does that mean he did the right thing to come to Kenosha, Kyle Rittenhouse, that he did the right thing to come to Kenosha and go ahead and basically participate in some of the civic unrest in the interest of trying to stop it? Does that compute or equate with the idea of actually chasing an unarmed man who's out on a jog and then trapping him and then struggling over a gun and killing him? No, they're very, very different situations. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. With all of this going on, Jeremy reminds us the nation is safe again. Joe Biden has resumed his duties after turning over power to Kamala Harris as acting president. Why? Well, okay. He had a colonoscopy today. And when you have a colonoscopy, just to be sure, he wanted to make sure that there was someone in charge. So we have survived the Harris presidency. And I think this is probably the closest she is ever going to come to the presidency. Also, by the way, he had the colonoscopy today. His birthday is tomorrow. And his birthday tomorrow, he will be 79 years young. On the Rittenhouse case, this is the way that it sounded when the verdict was announced. And if you take a look at Rittenhouse and his reaction. It's very, very tough to think, oh my goodness, what a terrible, terrible thing. Though, of course, people will say that. This is what it sounded like announced in the courtroom, clip 8.
The defendant will rise, face the jury, and hearken to its verdicts.
State of Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As to the first count, as to the information, Joseph Rosenbaum. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the jury, defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Okay, during the reading, the announcements of not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, five different acquittals, he was crying and he was shaking, and then after the final one was read, he collapsed. Now, obviously, one of the things that is most weird about this whole case, and there's a great deal that's weird about it, is the people who are attacking him for crying. I don't understand that, but claiming that it's fake. I know LeBron James sent out a tweet saying he must have been sucking on the heads of lemons because those are not real tears. And come on. Can no one feel a little bit of empathy? No matter how you feel about Kyle Rittenhouse or the case itself, some empathy for someone in this situation where you are looking at your whole life flashing before you, and it's an amazing attempt to try to attack him, and then of course linking it to Brett Kavanaugh and suggesting that Brett Kavanaugh faked tears. Or somehow that with white men, when white men are accused of things, tears are very important. By the way, the interesting thing about this Brett Kavanaugh thing, talking about Brett Kavanaugh and him benefiting from white privilege. What? Clarence Thomas was attacked unjustly, and it seems to me that Clarence Thomas got the same benefit that Brett Kavanaugh got. So you want to say there's such a thing as conservative privilege? What about ideas of fairness? And the basic issue in this case, and let me say this as clearly as I know how, we're going to be talking about it a little bit later, some of the legal aspects of the case, specific legal aspects, with David French, who's a very distinguished attorney and of course, a veteran of defending our country in the Middle East. But the interesting thing here is that there is only one real issue in the case. It is not, did Kyle Rittenhouse shoot three guys, wounding one, killing two? That happened. No question, no contest. The only issue is, did he do it in self-defense? Did he have a reasonable man standard of thinking that he was threatened with either death or serious bodily harm in the situation in which he pulled the trigger? And contemplating the videos, the testimony by Grosskreutz about, yes, he pointed his gun toward Kyle Rittenhouse before Kyle Rittenhouse shot him. I mean, this is very clear. Obviously, a reasonable person going through what Kyle Rittenhouse went through may have acted differently. He may have decided not to pull the trigger, but he would have had a very reasonable basis for assuming that he was under threat. And that is what constitutes the right of self-defense, which the jury just affirmed resoundingly. If you have a reaction you want to share, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
Daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Well, I knew this was going to happen on the Michael Medved show in reaction to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. This is the way the AP described the scene in the court. As he dismissed the jurors who sat in judgment in the politically combustible case, Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder assured them that the court would take every measure to keep them safe. Isn't that a terrible thing to say about our country, that people do their duty, they come up with a verdict, they go home from jury duty,
they weren't sequestered, so they had been going home at night. But, and then you have to take special measures to keep them safe. How long does that go on, for the rest of their lives? I mean, this is amazing. And a sheriff's deputy immediately whisked Rittenhouse out a back door through the judge's chambers. In reaction to the verdict, Prosecutor Thomas Binger said the jury had spoken, which is very much similar to what the President of the United States said. Yes, he's already reacted right after the verdict and after he had come out of his colonoscopy. He said, "I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it." Good for him. But then there was this bozo, and I really mean it. I mean, the lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin, whose name is Mandela Barnes, she is a black Democrat and a candidate for U.S. Senate. She's running for Ron Johnson's seat. Ron Johnson hasn't said whether he's going to run for re-election or not. And she said that over the last few weeks, many dreaded the outcome we just witnessed. The presumption of innocence until proven guilty is what we should expect from the judicial system. But that standard is not always applied equally. We have seen so many black and brown youth killed only to be put on trial posthumously, while the innocence of Kyle Rittenhouse was virtually demanded by the judge. I hope that comes back to bite her and ensures that she will lose her Senate race, and maybe even for the nomination. Let us go to John in Los Angeles. John, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael. I hear a lot of talk about the, and by the way, the Rittenhouse verdicts are obviously correct, a lot of talk about the lamentation of the loss of life, and it's too bad, and all that. I actually count those as blessings. There were two people shot to death in, and they were dirtbags, and they were shot in the act of heinous dirtbaggery, if you will, and there are consequences for actions. They were playing with fire, in this case literally, and they got burned. And I think that's a good thing. There are consequences, and hopefully this will allow people to think more about just chaos and anarchism that they cause.
You know, it is not an admissible point in court to try to impute the character of someone who's just been victimized. Now, of course, it happens that way. I mean, there was a famous case that I was just recently reading about involving Daniel Sickles, who was a general in the Civil War, and then he had become famous for shooting his wife's lover, and he basically got out, and a lot of people congratulated him on actually that. But that's not the way the jury system's supposed to work. It's not the way the legal system's supposed to work. I'm not even sure that it's right ethically to do that. I mean, it is striking, though, and I think this is a point that I was talking about with my wife this morning, is that there's been almost... Have you heard anything from the family of either Huber or Rosenbaum, the two people who died?
I'm glad. They don't deserve a voice.
Well, whether they deserve it or not, they didn't get one. And the point is, when you read about the... And, by the way, the jump kick man who has been identified, I think his name is Freeman. In any event, he's been identified. He, it ends up, has an extensive criminal record, like 25 different arrests on different issues. And, again, these are not people who are just minding their own business. This is something that the lawyer, weren't you impressed by him, Mark Richards, the defense attorney who got this verdict, won this verdict? John, so Mark Richards said this at the answering questions right after the verdict was read. He said, "My client had as much right to being there," meaning out in the streets of Kenosha, "as any of the rioters." And that's true. And then he added this: "If we all just spent more time minding our own business, we'd all be a lot better off, which I think is something that is worth noting. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. And Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, of course, future presidential candidate, probably, tweeted immediately after the verdict was read, "Justice was done in the Rittenhouse verdict. Renews our faith in the jury system. When prosecutors overreach, as they did in this case, juries are there to ensure justice for the defendant. It is not a perfect system, but still the best one in the world." Amen to that, and bravo. Now listen to this. These are some of the responses to Christie's tweet. Nathaniel Fisher writes in, "Yes, we have now legalized murder on the streets of America as long as you are white and have a good lawyer." Oh, really? Then another one. "Please, I would not call Rittenhouse's lawyer good. You're giving him too much credit. The jury showed empathy towards Rittenhouse and showed some bias." Okay, how can you not call him good? First of all, he has a remarkable record. Second of all, I was enormously impressed with what Mark Richards said when he was answering questions to people. Then this to Governor Christie. "Justice? When desperate poor people go to jail for stealing medicine and people who shoot other people go free." And then someone, "You don't care about justice at all," replying to Governor Christie, "Remember when you almost died last year and it was like a big national joke and everyone laughed about that? Good times." Uh-huh. Another reply to Governor Christie. "I thought you were on a Chris Christie reinvented tour. This tweet is not helping your cause." Okay. Then one more comment. "Someone wants to take a run at being president and is catering to his perceived base." The idea that this is a victory for conservatives or even a victory for the Second Amendment, I don't understand that. People weren't questioning the right to have firearms. What they were questioning was a specific action that was actually committed in self-defense. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
And in a world that is as dangerous, as frightening as any time I've seen it in my lifetime, there is only one indispensable force for good in the world.
The Michael MedVed Show.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The jury has reached a decision in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, not guilty on all charges.
That's the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Rittenhouse claiming self-defense in the killing of 36-year-old Joseph Rosenbaum and 26-year-old Anthony Huber. President Biden is thrilled the House passed his social spending plan. He released a statement calling it another giant step forward. Biden claiming the measure is fully paid for, although the Congressional Budget Office says the $1.75 trillion bill will increase the budget deficit by $367 billion, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a little bit of history being made today. If you want access to more background on every kind of history and all of the most significant developments and episodes and themes in our history, and some background for backing up the idea that, yes, this country is remarkable. It is uniquely blessed. It is, without any question, the greatest influence for good of any nation in the history of the world. Check out Medved History Store, and you can have access free to any of our history programs if you join us as a Medhead Plus member, which comes to 22 cents a day. It's really a great deal. And you can have daily or several times a day access to any of our downloads that you can get from Medved History Store. Check it out. Go to medvedhistorystore.com and join us before the end of the year. Okay. One of the many situations here that you find is the effort to try to make this a political trial, like the Second Amendment was on trial. This is a terrible mistake for people who do support the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment doesn't protect you from standing trial for murder when two people are dead. I mean, how do you claim that that's a Second Amendment case? You want to claim that the right to bear arms means the right to shoot people? It doesn't. What this does mean is that a jury system works, that you're presumed innocent until proven guilty, and that also, if you are in danger of your life, you have the right to defend yourself. And, by the way, and the one firearm charge where you could say, well, the Second Amendment is on trial here, was thrown out. They didn't pursue that firearm charge because when you read that statute in Wisconsin, the one that was applied, it's completely confusing. and does not clearly apply to this situation. It's a situation in the statute that says you're not allowed to acquire a firearm of that nature below the age of 18. So he was too young to have it, but he didn't acquire it. It still belonged to somebody else. And, okay, so the firearm charge was basically irrelevant here. But that, of course, didn't stand stand in the way of reactions to this verdict, both reasonable and unreasonable. For instance, right outside the courtroom, right after the verdict was announced, it sounded like this. This is clip 10. Okay. Some local support for Kyle Rittenhouse, I think is fair to say. But somebody yelling out the Second Amendment still stands. Okay, I don't get this. If he were convicted, thank God he wasn't. He didn't deserve to be because of the self-defense doctrine. However, if he were convicted, how would that undermine the Second Amendment and the Constitution? It's silly. Not quite as silly as what happened when an uncle of Jacob Blake, and remember, Jacob Blake was the individual who was shot and seriously wounded, paralyzed, at least partially, by police officers. That provoked the violence in Kenosha when that happened. And so Justin Blake, who is the uncle of Jacob Blake, spoke to CNN after the verdict. Listen, this is clip 9.
Adrian, what are you hearing from Jacob Blake's family?
I will let his family tell you. And we've been talking since the verdict came down. And one of the things that struck me that Justin said moments ago, you said this is worse than January 5th. And January 5th was the day we were here in Kenosha when that officer who shot and injured your brother was cleared, or your nephew, excuse me, of all wrongdoing. What's on your heart at this moment?
Well, I just want the nation to know. Assalamu alaikum to everybody out there. We want the nation to know the nation that you live in now isn't the nation of the United States that we used to live in.
Yeah. So this is what's unfolding. You've got a divide here. Don't go away. You have folks on the left side who feel relieved. Just listen in.
You're unpatriot. Yeah, you trust an all-white jury. I bet you do. Now it's all this. But a minute ago, you were worried. You're ignorant.
I would respect this verdict.
So that's piece of shit. So we're going to wrap, and that's what's playing out here. Two different beliefs today. I'm going to send it back to you right now.
Okay.
The two different beliefs so well articulated. Well, by the way, continued. Later, Justin Blake more specifically condemned the verdict. Here is what that sounded like. Clip 13. Okay, apparently he says that this is a very racist city. It's been shown through and through. The judge displayed that. How was the judge racist? And now, honest to God, how do you accuse the judge? You may accuse him of being feisty. You may accuse him of being wrong. But what is racist about the judge? This is what Joe Biden sounded like in his reaction, again, after his procedure. This is clip 16.
Look, I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it.
Okay. Very direct response. Can't argue with that. I mentioned before that I thought Mark Richards was excellent. He was asked what Kyle is going to be doing how he reacted to the verdict. This is 14A.
Kyle is not here. He's on his way home. He wants to get on with his life. He has a huge sense of relief for what the jury did to him today. He wishes none of this would have ever happened. But as he said when he testified, he did not start this. And we're thankful in more ways than one that the jury finally got to hear the true story. And when I say the media, I'm talking about social media and things like that. The story that came out from the beginning was not the true story. And that was something that we had to work to overcome in court. And we think we did that.
Okay, and there's more from Mark Richards. One of the other things that he said is he spoke about the important decision they made to go with him as the lawyer rather than the more ideologically oriented John Pierce, who had been the Rittenhouse lawyer before that. And he was asked about whether he thought this was a victory for a cause. And Mark Richards said, and it's so important if you're talking about a legal defense team. He says, I don't represent causes. I represent clients. And that's extraordinarily important to mention, to see this as the equivalent of a football game where one side wins and another side loses, or even of an election where one side wins and another side loses, usually, is wrong. It's a trial where somebody is able to get back to his life and, God willing, lead a constructive life. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's still reaction pouring in of every kind, particularly, it seems to me, embarrassing reaction to the verdict in the Rittenhouse case. If you've been living inside a bubble somewhere, Kyle Rittenhouse, 18 years old, has been found not guilty. Verdict isn't innocent. Juries don't decide that. The big jury in the sky decides that. But the juries do decide guilty or not guilty. And what this means, particularly in a case like this, is that a jury did not find Kyle Rittenhouse guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And, in fact, the evidence that he was acting in self-defense or believed and had reason to believe that he was acting in self-defense, he was hit with a rock that was thrown at him. And the video of Jump Kick Man just is a brutal assault. And again, it's all a cumulative picture of somebody who was under assault. And that was basically how Mark Richards won the case. And by the way, very gifted lawyer. I mean, it is impossible not to see that he did a solid job. And he also did a very solid job answering questions with the media right after the verdict was announced. And he was asked about Rittenhouse case as part of some larger cause. Here is what defense attorney Mark Richards had to say. This is 14B.
When I took this case, I was hired by the two first lawyers. I'm not going to use their names. They wanted to use Kyle for a cause and something that I think was inappropriate. And I don't represent causes. I represent clients. And the only thing that ended up mattering to me was whether he was found not guilty or not. I believe that's what he wanted. And I had, you know, I told him when I first met him, when he was in custody, that if he was looking for somebody to go off on a crusade, I wasn't his lawyer.
He obviously made the right decision, because going off on a crusade may not work, and in fact, in a case like this, probably would not have worked for a defendant in this situation. There's a full statement from President Biden now, just to keep you up to date, just released. He writes, "While the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned," oh, please, feeling angry and concerned? Myself included. That's extraordinary. How's that foolish? Well, the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included. We must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. I ran on a promise to bring Americans together, because I believe that what unites us is far greater than what divides us. I know that we're not going to heal our country's wounds overnight, but I remain steadfast in my commitment to do everything in my power to ensure that every American is treated equally with fairness and dignity under the law. I urge everyone to express their views peacefully, consistent with the rule of law. Violence and destruction of property have no place in our democracy. The White House and federal authorities have been in contact with Governor Evers' office to prepare for any outcome in this case, and I have spoken with the governor this afternoon and offered support and any assistance needed to ensure public safety. This is actually a terrible thing, because he's anticipating some kind of violent reaction. And the the idea that he would anticipate violent reaction on a case like this, how is it that people talk about people who are hurt and disappointed and they're disillusioned and they're frightened? The president said people reacted with fear. What is to be afraid of? Anyone believe that Kyle Rittenhouse went out into the night, on the fatal night that he went up to a town nearby where he lived and had the intention of protecting property and providing first aid and putting out dumpster fires? He even was attempting to do one. That someone went up to Kenosha because of racial animus, and that of people who attacked him, one prominently was black, jump kick man, he didn't get shot. The people who got shot were all white. Why is there this insanity to try to racialize this whole thing? Sickening. The ACLU of Maryland issued a statement: dangerous, disgusting, unacceptable white supremacy in the Rittenhouse verdict. That's because the jury was discriminating against the prominent black prosecutors, or they were trying to disregard the suffering of the black victims. There were none! This is white people versus white people. The distortion and the foolishness is just sickening. There's more in the way of reassurance of sanity from Mark Richards, the successful defense attorney, who didn't seem to be savoring his victory because, as he put it, it was a victory for justice and for sanity. Here is what he said about the idea that this case meant something for the Second Amendment. Listen.
You know, I don't know that it says. I mean, there's. I personally don't like people carrying AR-15s around. You know, there was so much anger and so much fear in Kenosha on August 25th that people did arm themselves, and you know, we knew from the beginning that if you read that statute correctly, I know everybody thought I was crazy. If you read the statute correctly, he was legal in having that firearm. And obviously, once the evidence came in, the judge threw the charge. They threw the curfew. And those were things that the state wanted to, you know, kind of hang their hat on so they could argue he couldn't be there, he couldn't own the gun.
Okay, and the point is, it wasn't anything that was decided in the court. And there's another, look at this. The Jeremy had just put on the screen a T-shirt that was on sale from NVD T-shirt company, I guess. and it's made in the USA, and it's a black T-shirt with a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse holding his AR-15 strapped over his chest, and it just says, Free Kyle. I'm not sure that is going to be a powerful seller, except perhaps from people who actually want to relive the thrilling days. I find the entire thing disgusting, frankly. When I say the entire thing, the video that was shown of those nights, the idea that this would happen in 2020 in an American city, and you would have that level of chaos. Oh, here's another tweet that just poured in. Speaking of level of chaos, Ayanna Pressley, congresswoman from Massachusetts, a member of the squad, says, tweets out, racism and white supremacy remain the bedrock of our legal system. My heart breaks for the family and loved ones of those whose lives were stolen, and the trauma of our communities face today and every day. The struggle for accountability, for justice, for healing goes on. Okay, when people talk about the struggle for healing, wouldn't part of that healing be able to acknowledge that there was a case, and an overwhelming case, that Kyle Rittenhouse acted in self-defense? The notion that these were blameless victims who were picked out because of their race, when their race was white, it's ludicrous. And it simply shows that we need a lot more common sense in order to facilitate healing, Congresswoman Pressley, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.